Hello, everybody, and welcome to the One Last Episode show. This is a short clip of me sharing about the dramas that I'm currently watching for this month. It's not a lot, but I figured I'd kind of give you guys an update and let you know what I'm thinking of them so far. One of them that I just finished is called Falling for Your Smile. It's a Chinese drama that started this year actually as well, and I definitely would give it a rate about a 7 out of 10, just giving you my own perspective. Again, this is just me, but the reason why I'm giving it a really low score is because the acting is very fresh, it's very new, and so I think the actress that's in it, her name is Xiao Teng, she is still learning to do dramas, and so I don't want to drop the rating lower than that, but I'm really picky when it comes to acting out. And so I really was disappointed in that aspect. She's a talented person. I've seen her as an idol and I've seen her as a dancer, and I admire her for that work, but I feel like she really has a lot to learn. She's gorgeous, and I think that's the reason why a lot of the Chinese entertainment world, they tend to always do the lead people as, they use pretty entertainers as the lead characters, and I understand that, you know, beauty standards are very, very big out there, but I was a little bit sad because her acting is very, very poor. She has a lot to learn, and I think this is only like her third drama, but I have hope for her. This drama though is really, really good as a plot. It is a gaming drama, it's an esports drama, so if you're into that, definitely watch it. It's a good downtime type of drama. I believe it's only a 31 episode drama and it's a 40 minute drama, so it's just basically about a girl joining a esports team, and esports dramas, typically groups, they don't typically have girls in it, so she'd be like the first, quote unquote. So it's kind of like her learning to be a part of a team and a society in this esports industry, allowing to have women be a part of it and be players instead of just fans. So definitely try to check it out. Another one that I'm also kind of trying to watch slowly because it's still airing is called Nevertheless. It is a Korean drama that's airing on Netflix currently, and it is a good drama thus far, but I've heard that the webtoon is not the greatest, but this drama has side characters that I'm really interested in seeing. It's just basically about a drama that follows young 20-something year olds who are in college and kind of just relationship and friendships and love and everything, and I think on one of them, and this is just my own perspective, I think on one of them is on one relationship is just kind of following if there is true interest within each other in an attraction type of way rather than friendship, because it's two females. Another one is about two friends who I believe like each other but haven't really been able to express themselves for it. And then, of course, the male and female lead, basically, she's, you know, not a perfect girl, but she's pretty average, who doesn't seem to be dating or going around and sleeping with other guys, versus the male lead, who is, I guess, the tone or the, if I tone it down, a fuckboy type of way, and it's just trying to following them too specifically. So thus far, it's a good drama. I currently give it an 8 for now. I only give it that because it's not fully completed. So, but I'll keep you posted. I think I might do a review on that one. The next drama that I did finish watching, it's So Not Worth It, and it is a Korean drama that's on Netflix. It's a 12 episode drama, I believe. A great, somewhat of a sitcom, but it's a great drama. I give it like a 9 out of 10. I give it a 9 because I wish it was longer, but it's just following young international students and their life in Korea, and it's really great because you do see international people there, actors and actresses, and I really like the versatility in humans in race and culture, but also I really like that it talked about sexuality, about romance, about first times, about everything. And well, not everything, but everything, like being cheated on, handling things, and just I really, really like that. So I definitely recommend it if you want something chill, something, you know, to binge on. It's about a 30-minute episode per episode, and it's 12 episodes, so definitely worth watching it. And if you are a K-pop fan specifically, there is an idol in there, two of them. Her name is Minnie. She's from Idol, G-Idol. And then there is, oh my goodness, I'm forgetting his name. Youngjae from GOT7. So definitely check it out. Another drama that I think, as my last one for this mini one, I'd have to recommend would be Mad for Each Other. It is a Korean drama, also available on Netflix, and it is hilarious. It is only, I believe, a 10-episode drama, and is like a 30 to 40-minute episode drama, so it's really worth binging it. It's just talking about two adults who are both going to a psychiatrist, one for anger issues and another one for PTSD and trauma, I think. And it just follows their life, I guess. He is an officer who was put under suspension because of his anger issues, and she is a woman who had her life put together until a man, and I hope this doesn't trigger anybody, but physically abused her and used her. And this drama can be triggering, to be honest with y'all, if you have gone through this or witnessed this or any of the sort. So I wouldn't recommend it if you've gone through such trauma, because we do see clips, especially for her. But we really get to kind of see the relationship that they both grow. It's almost like it's really bad to bring two people with putting two people with such traumatic lives, and psychologically they're not very, very well, but somehow they both manage. And it's a love to hate relationship, and I love that. It's hilarious. She's one of my favorite actresses too. But at the end, you want more, of course, because the ending is bittersweet. Again, it's like perfect, but not quite there. So I give it a 9.5, because the ending was like, I just needed one more episode to really see the relationship, you know. But it really is a good drama nonetheless, so definitely try it out. So there you go, those are my little kind of like gathering the dramas that I do want to talk about, but there's just too many coming every month that I'm gonna take it slowly and probably do mini episodes where I tell you about the dramas that I have seen, ratings, a little bit of description, and my thoughts. So I mean, this is only a 10 episode podcast, excuse me, 10 episode momentum, but I hope that this is a good little short clip for y'all. Until next time, I hope you will enjoy our next episode. Thank you all.